episode 1530, Spring into a Better You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is the middle of the week, and yes, you have made it so far. It's hump day. Are you ready for spring? Well, it's here. It's arrived. Happy first day of spring. Are you ready to spring into a better you? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, today it's all about fun, right? When I think about spring, it's a fresh new start. It's never too early or too late to work towards becoming the healthiest you. Spring into a better you. You spring clean your house, your garage, your garden, your closet, and your pool. Why not spring clean your pantry and your kitchen? The kitchen isn't always an area we consider for spring cleaning, mostly because we clean it daily. Or we think we do. Do you? Do you wipe out your refrigerator weekly? I'm not sure that I do. What about disinfecting your kitchen sink daily? Oh dear, I think there's dishes still there. Bacteria grows in areas where there is moisture, whether from water or from leftover splatters. And I'm talking about, think about where your oven is. And you cook something greasy like yummy, yummy, yummy bacon. Yeah, it splatters. And if you have like a gas stove and it's raised up, sometimes you can get that caught underneath. Not only is that a safety issue when it comes to a fire hazard, but it's also a cleanliness issue when it comes to things that can grow there and just little stuff that you can't see with the naked eye. Ugh, gives me the heebie-jeebies. So have you ever really looked in your refrigerator? How about your pantry? Unless you have a habit of moving quite frequently, I have no idea who that could be. Yes, the cleaning out the refrigerator might be twice a year if lucky, or when you eat leftovers. And for the pantry, when you move all the time, like, yeah, me, you clean it out then. But otherwise, if you've been in your home for years to years to years again, there are probably some things in there that you had no idea you still have. Or could it be that when you find those tubs that are growing things in which you thought was just a day or two old, you know, from the refrigerator? How many of those do you have lurking around? But really, it's more like 2 weeks old. You think it's only a week, but it's like two, maybe 3 weeks old. You just don't know they exist because why? They get pushed to the back. We load from the front and everything gets pushed to the back. Why even save the leftovers? Who even eats them? Okay, that's totally for another episode. And by the way, just a side note, I was called garbage mouth growing up. So I don't think my mom had any reason to worry about the cleanliness of her refrigerator. Okay, maybe there was food and little crumbs everywhere. But as for the actual food in the containers, it didn't last long in my house. But those were the good old days. Fast forward now back today. Today is a brand new day, a new day for you. It's the first day of spring. Happy spring. So in order for you to be the healthiest you, you need to look at clean eating and not by the food you put in your mouth, but where and how you store your food. How do you spring into a better, healthier you? Well, you got to eat clean. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Eat clean. Eating clean starts first by having a clean area. Now, yes, we are playing off of the words. You probably think of clean eating or eating clean as in, okay, I want to have non-GMO or organic foods, grass-fed beef, et cetera, et cetera. We could go on and on and on, right? That's wonderful. But none of that does you any good if you put it on a countertop that is contaminated. Ugh. That just makes me want to wrinkle my nose and stick my tongue out. It just doesn't sound or feel good or probably even taste good. And you thought Marie Kondo had the best idea for cleaning and decluttering your house? We got to start eating clean in our kitchen. And the best place with the greatest impact on your health is your kitchen and pantry. So let's dive in and look and see what we can do within our kitchen area. And you probably will be very, very surprised of what we'll find. Number one, sink. How many times you actually clean your sink? You're like, I clean it when I wash the dishes. There's soap in there. I kind of make sure the food goes down to the disposal. All is good. No, all is not good. When there is water left there to sit and it air dries, whether it's overnight or from the morning, whatever, if there's any little particles hanging on there, guess what? Bacteria is going to start showing up and it's going to be disgusting. You won't see it. And then you drop your sponge in there and what happens? Then the bacteria gets there. And then you go to wipe the countertops. You see the problem we have here. So you want to clean your sink daily. I know you don't like that. My husband, when we first got married, I love him dearly, but sometimes his OCD of wanting everything clean drives me a little bit batty. Again, I love him dearly, but that's one thing in the kitchen he does so well. Anytime he does the dishes, he always cleans the sink. And that's probably my most favorite thing that he does. Not about cleaning the dishes part. I mean, that's bonus. But he'll clean the sink and it's all done. Now, I could simply clean it, but I'm always cleaning the dishes. So why would I clean the sink too? No, I do wipe down the sink, etc. But that's one thing for my husband. I love that he does that. So when you're cleaning your sink, use vinegar to disinfect. Okay, you can also use bleach. However, when you use that bleach and water mixture, number one, know what type of sink you have. It's not safe on all materials. Number two, when you do it, understand that it is bleach. It takes a while for the bleach not only to kill the stuff that's there, but you also don't want to go and put something in it and then go and use it. So you wouldn't put a utensil down there that you just cleaned and you have bleach residue and you pick it up and you would want to put it in your mouth. No, not a good idea. Okay. But it does do great on disinfecting. You can use your vinegar. Now, if you have some stain on your sinks, you can use lemon juice. Now, it's best to use an actual lemon. Less is more. Go a little bit at a time because it will fade it out. But you also don't want to maybe whiten a spot that shows more than what it was before. So check and make sure, color fast check it, that you can use that lemon juice on the actual sink that you have. And also another great thing is that we don't think about is our drain. Yeah, I think about our drain as in like my mouth, how we talk all the time. But the drain for the sink, we gotta clean it. That stuff that we throw down there, if we don't clean it, what happens? It's just going to breed more great stuff, isn't it? Yes, it is, but we don't want that great stuff in the area that we are working in, especially around food and sterilizing our dishes. So take some baking soda. You can actually come up with a concoction, lemon juice, vinegar, and baking soda. You can use almost also cream of tartar and a little salt, and you can put that down your drain once a week, once every 2 weeks, depending upon how much food and junk you have stuff going down there. Now, if you're one who says, I don't put anything down my drain because I don't have a disposal, or we have a disposal and I just throw it away, or I use some of our food for composting, or I have dogs, or whatever your case may be, if you're not putting stuff down your drain, no big deal. But it's always good to make sure we're washing it out, and baking soda is incredible for that. Okay, so that takes care of our sink. Now that we've got the basic area where we're going to wash either our foods or our dishes, now we can move on to the next thing. What do we use to wash our dishes with? You got it. Number two, sponges and dishcloths. Now, how many of you all call your rags dishcloths? When I was typing this up, I was like, seriously, I'm actually typing dishcloths. I don't think I've used that term in years. But regardless of what you call it, it's the sponges, right? It's what we use to scrub the stuff, whether it's the countertops, the dishes, the stovetop, the microwave. Don't forget about the microwave. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you throw away on a weekly basis those sponges or dishcloths, or you sanitize them. So how do you sanitize them? Well, you can wash your sponges, or you have the, maybe you use a little scrubber, so long as it doesn't have built-in type of soap to it, you can put it in the top rack of your dishwasher and wash it when you wash your dishes. It sterilizes them. Also, another thing is if you use microfiber cloths or sponges, then throw them in your dishwasher. However, not your dishwasher, throw them in your washing machine and wash them. Again, though, I want to make sure you understand when you're using microfiber, you do not, I repeat, you do not want to use fabric softener, not in like Downy. You want to use just a straight detergent, no fabric softener, even in the soap, and none in the actual dryer. So that means no dryer sheets. Okay. You just don't want to do that. So for me, what I do is I have my kitchen stuff that I do, and I do it all together, and I try to throw it in there once a week. Just like I do the puppy blankets and all, they're going in by themselves. I don't wash them together, by the way, but I do that type of laundry once a week, and it keeps everything fresh. Very, very important. Okay, number three, cutting boards. Do you use a cutting board? I bet you do. Everybody uses a cutting board. If not, maybe you have a butcher block countertop even, okay? You might be using that as your cutting board. Well, we've got to take care of these cutting boards. You do not want to cross-contaminate meats with fruits and vegetables. Do not. I repeat, do not do that. So for me, a great way that I kind of balance how I get this all done, my meats I usually prepare when I'm going to cook them. But when I come home for fruits and vegetables, I prepare them after I've gone to the store. So I don't always have to have two or three cutting boards. But if you are in the position where you're going to, let's say, make a salad, because it's spring, right? So we're thinking spring already. So we're going to have fresh veggie salad, yummy, yummy. And maybe we're going to throw in some fresh strawberries and blueberries on top of it with some walnuts. Oh, I'm hungry already. Let's go to lunch. When you are taking care of your vegetables, do not go and say, oh, I'm going to now cut some chicken on there. And then, oh, wait, but I forgot the cucumber. And then you're going, no, stop. Okay. Now, some of that's common sense, but I'm not going to assume anything, because unfortunately, nowadays, assumption gets you nowhere but in trouble. So do not cross-contaminate meats with fruits and with vegetables. Keep everything separate. And when you do change the boards out, I would recommend that you give it time to completely dry on the board. So you make sure that the bacteria that was there, anything, the E. coli, whatever, salmonella, whatever might possibly be on that board is long gone, because you've disinfected it and you cleaned it. If you can, put your boards in the dishwasher. Now, if you have like a bamboo board, a wood board, I do not recommend putting your wood boards in your dishwasher. Instead, you want to hand wash them and disinfect them with a dish detergent or with H2O and vinegar. Now, some people say, I like to use salt. You can use salt to kind of scrub where the knifing marks are within the cutting board. Also, if you have a wood board, to take care of that wood board, it's very important to use a food grade oil. And I'm not saying you go and get an olive oil and rub it all over your board. They're special food grade oils that you can put on your boards. It helps with the longevity of your boards, number one. Number two, it also helps with what? You got it, that bacteria and all that stuff. So it protects the boards so things don't continue what? You don't continue to cut in bacteria into the boards. Because every single time you take a knife to the board, what are you doing? You're cutting it. It may be very thin, like a paper cut, but it's still a cut on the board. Any cut that then has moisture, any food that we eat has moisture in it of some form or fashion. If it's not cleaned well, what happens? You got it. Not good growth. You've got that bacteria, and you don't want it hanging out around the food that you are taking. You got to eat clean, right? So take care of your cutting boards. All right, moving on. Are you ready? Come on, here we go. We're going to clean our countertops. Number four, we've got to clean these countertops daily, especially around and near the sink area or where you prep food. Now, I get it. I've done this before. I've gone a couple days with not actually cleaning them. I've wiped them down like with a quick paper towel that I was using, or, you know, maybe a sponge or whatever, but to actually go about and disinfecting it, no, guilty as charged. So be very careful and understand what you're putting on those countertops, because what you put on the countertops could be ingested in your mouth. So use a kitchen disinfectant, bleach or water combination again, or vinegar and water. And it's really whatever suits you. Now, there are some things out there, and you may have one of your favorites that you believe is clean. You have read up on the manufacturer. You know what's in there. Then great, use that. But again, you want to be able to let your countertops dry completely, or you dry them yourself. Okay, it's really important to have that done. And you want that disinfectant to do its job. So if you're going to layer it up, you want to first wipe off all the crumbs. Then you want to come in and disinfect it with whatever cleaning substitute that you want to use, disinfectant. And then you want to make sure you dry it. Now, if you're doing this right before you go to bed and no one's going to be in the kitchen, then you can let it air dry. But if you're going to come back and you're doing this kind of in between, oh, I'm fixing dinner, but it's not time to eat dinner, so I've got like 25 to 30 minutes in between, you may want to wipe down the area you were just in and then dry it off. Okay. And also, reminder, if using a microfiber towel, be sure to wash it after cleaning the countertops. Because what happens if you're like, oh, that's okay. The countertop wasn't that dirty. It was just crumbs today. So I'll just kind of shake it off and I'll use it again tomorrow. You don't know exactly what was there because your little naked eye can't see it. And if there was anything there, you're just spreading it. Maybe you scrambled some eggs in the morning and you didn't wipe it off completely. And now you've got stuff on your rag that you didn't think was there. And now it's there. And next day you go and you use it and you're just spreading it. You're not helping anything. So really think about how you're using your countertops and how you clean them. Okay, another one before I forget is your microwave. Your microwave is so very important. And you've got to clean it. Microwaves are used more often than not now. In fact, sometimes more so than your stoves. And we're not actually going to talk about ovens today or your stovetops. Those have got to be cleaned too. But most of our ovens have what? Self-cleaners. Great. Self-clean when it's a little cooler so it can go through its whole cycle. Take out your racks and you can sponge them down, clean them with soap and water, let them dry, and then replace them. That being said, your microwave, it's used all the time. And I don't know about your microwave, but my microwave, oh my goodness gracious, it has crumbs, it has spills in it, and sometimes I look at it and I'm like, what exploded in here? I can't even figure it out myself. So it's really important to clean it. And the easiest way to clean your microwave, no, don't go get your famous glass cleaner. I know, we're all guilty. We've all done that before. No, instead get a bowl of water, maybe 4 to 6 cups of water. You can use either lemon juice if you have just a container of lemon juice. Pour a little bit in there, maybe a couple tablespoons of lemon juice depending upon how much water. And then you put it in the microwave and you're going to put it on high for like 5 to 6 minutes. You're going to cook it in there. Basically, you're boiling the water and then you're going to let it sit there. You're going to let it sit for about another 5 to 6 minutes. What's going to happen? You're going to open it up and there's going to be what? Moisture all over it. Number one, it's going to smell incredible because of the lemon juice. But then you take a paper towel or your microfiber cloth and you wipe it out. And the stuff that has been baking on there comes off. Now, if you're like, well, I tried it one time and I couldn't get the stuff. It's still hard. Guess what? Then put your bowl back in there and set it on for another 5 or 6 minutes. Wipe it down, let it sit in there again, let the water for another 5 to 6 minutes, and then open it up and wipe it clean. Sometimes, yeah, if you've had an explosion of spaghetti sauce, it's hard to get on there, especially if you have continually used it for, let's say, another 7 to 10 days. That stuff can be on there like rocks. It's hard to get off. You can break a nail getting it off. So it may take 2 or 3 times doing this batch of water. Basically, you're boiling water in the microwave, but you put a lemon in there. It's yummy. Now understand, when you use a real lemon, it's going to be even better. And maybe you have a lime floating around. Throw a lime in there too, but don't throw a whole one in there because then you will have an explosion. It's not good. So you want to make sure you cut it up at least half, squeeze the juice out, and you can leave the rest of the lemon in the water. Let it cook. It's wonderful. And then bonus, when you do that, take your lemon out. If you have a disposal, put it down your garbage disposal. Make sure you're running good cold water down the drain before you start it. Press that on switch and let it run. And oh my goodness, your kitchen is going to be smelling incredible. All right. So That takes care of basically all the top parts. Now we got to get into the nitty-gritty, the pantry and the refrigerator. So you got to get rid of the food that's expired in the pantry. It's time. You got to be careful for the stuff that you don't use often. Maybe the spices and also your canned goods. As much as we think we're very organized when it comes to our pantry, most of the time we are not. And we go and buy something, and what happens? We front load. So everything that's new is in the front. We really need to be taking our time when we go grocery shopping, coming into the pantry, taking out the old stuff, putting the new stuff in the back, and then front loading with the old stuff so we take care of that. Otherwise, what's happening? You're wasting money all the time. And then you don't even know what you have. So it's spring cleaning time. You're going to eat clean. So in the pantry, go in there, look for the yucky stuff, especially bananas, potatoes, onions, anything that you may store in there that's actually a food that you do not put in your refrigerator. Potatoes are like the worst. Have you ever had a bag of potatoes go bad? Not only do they start growing their roots, and then they get kind of like, oh, it's not too bad. I'll use them here in the next few days or so. And then another week goes by and all of a sudden you're like, what's that smell? I don't know what that smell is. It smells horrible. And you start looking around and you're like, I don't remember anything. Finally, you remember it's the potatoes. Oh my goodness gracious, they smell horrible. So be aware of your potatoes. You don't want them growing things. When they get too soft, it's time to say goodbye to them. Get rid of them. It's out the door. Now, we're not going to go into specifics about how to organize your pantry, but the best suggestion I can give you is that when you do go shopping, take out your old stuff, put your new stuff in, and then put back your old stuff. So you're always using your old first. Then you have your new next. All right. Number 7, refrigerator. Who really wants to talk about the refrigerator? I know it's just great. We just want to get in there and eat the food. I must be hungry right now. I'm just like, okay, I'll take anything. But in the refrigerator, how many times do you wipe it down? A week. Probably not enough. I sometimes look at the outside of my door and I'm like, what crusty monster hit my door? Right? Have you ever noticed your handle or the outside and you're thinking, oh my goodness gracious, what have I done this time? And then you go and you clean it and the outside looks great, but the inside is not so good. Wipe down your refrigerator about every 2 to 3 weeks, especially the bottom area. Now, this is important. Why? Do you have any pets? If the answer is yes, what do you think ends up close to the bottom of your refrigerator? The pet hair. I know it makes you gag just thinking about it, but you don't want that down there. Also, everything from the top goes to the bottom. Gravity. So you're going to have crumbs down there. You may even have your kiddos, depending upon how old they are, and I don't think there's an age on this. My kiddos are old enough now that you'd think they'd have everything right, but sometimes they put the foot at the bottom. I'm like, why are you putting your foot in the refrigerator? I have to yell at them. I'm like, seriously, think about this, children. You want to wipe out that bottom. It's very, very important. And it doesn't take long, but we don't think about it until all of a sudden we're like, ooh, what is that? Or it starts growing something and it looks strange. So wipe down the bottom of your refrigerator at least every 2 to 3 weeks. And I would recommend on the bottom, just wipe it down on a weekly basis, especially the outside too. Now, one huge tip that I have that I use on a weekly basis is trash day. I love trash day. Actually, I do not like trash day at all. Yes, I'm the one who takes out the trash. So I go around the house and I make sure I've got all the right trash. And we do recycle here. So I've got my separate bin for recycling, my separate bin for trash, and I break down all the boxes. It's crazy. It's basically having a trash party every single week. And I only invite myself. Kind of boring, but hey, it gets the job done. But with the refrigerator, trash day is great. So the day before trash day. So for us, trash day is Thursday. So today, Wednesday, I clean out my refrigerator. Yes, I take out anything that's older than a week. So if it's basically 5 days or older, I take it out. So let's say we had a roast on Tuesday. I'm not going to throw that extra leftover roast away. I might want to use it in a stew or I might have it in my salad. So I'm not going to throw that away. But the pizza that we had like 7 days ago, yeah, it's gone. If they haven't eaten it by now, it's going out the door in the trash can. Use trash day as a day to clean out your fridge day. And then when you do that, guess what? You take all those empty containers, put them in your dishwasher, clean them up, and you're ready to go. And guess what? Your refrigerator stays clean all the time. You don't have to worry about finding those oopsies when you pull out the container and you're like, oh my gosh, is this from Thanksgiving? Oh, let me tell you, I have stories to tell. I've had those incidences. And I think one, I know it had to have at least have been 6 months old. I kid you not. It was crazy. But you don't want to get to that. You don't want those kind of stories to tell. They're kind of gross. So let's not do that. And also when you're in your refrigerator, kids especially with milk or orange juice, wipe up the spills to avoid the contamination or breeding of bacteria. You would think in a refrigerator, right, you're not going to have bacteria. You do. Because you get what? Cross-contamination. Things don't like it. And guess what? Where there's moisture, there can be mold. And it can grow and it loves it. And if you don't have those preservatives to kill it, which hopefully you're eating good, clean food, you're not going to have a lot of those in your refrigerator. So make sure you always wipe up your spills to avoid the contamination and the breeding of bacteria. And finally, your condiments. It's a fun word to say, but none of us look at the expiration date. If you're one who doesn't use a lot of condiments, or maybe it's only ketchup you use all the time, like that bottle's empty like every 2 weeks, but all your other condiments kind of hang out a little bit, look at the expiration dates on those especially. We forget about those. And then you pull it out and you're like, oh my gosh, how long has this been here? Think about your Christmas gifts that you get. Maybe you were given, you know, cheeses and crackers and special jams. They have expiration dates on them for a reason. There's no need to keep those little jars. They're cute and adorable, so get rid of the stuff that's inside of them and actually keep just the jars. But you don't want to have that stuff hanging out in your fridge. So just get rid of it all in all. But we forget about the condiments. And we just think, oh, they're always good until you go to use it. And then you're like, oh my gosh, what color is this? It's supposed to be white. Now it's blue. Wrong. Get rid of it. There's a lot that we need to do to eat clean. But when you have the opportunity to spring to a better you when it comes to your health, why not? You want to have a clean environment to prepare your food and store it appropriately. This is going to help you. Yes, it may seem very basic, but it is something that needs to be talked about because honestly, life happens. And I know I have cleaned up grease messes because I've let it go for 2 or 3 days after cooking bacon. And there it sits. And it's not good. It's not a good situation. Or the crumbs, you know, you just kind of, oh, I'll just wipe this off and throw them away. But you still have a few things laying out. You don't need to invite any extra critters or any extra growth materials to be in the area that you're prepping your food. Now, I get that as much as we like to have fun with this, it's also a very serious topic. And some of us just, you know, when we were growing up, we kind of had chores, you know, to keep things organized and clean, but maybe we were never taught. Regardless of what end of the spectrum you're on, you can have a very clean, functional kitchen, and you don't have to feel overwhelmed by it. Because I know thinking and going through these 7 things, you're like, okay, wait, but that's only the kitchen. If I got to go to my bathroom, then what? Yes. It does take time, but when you get into what? A habit, into a routine, it doesn't become that crazy on you. Just like for me, I love my day before trash days because that's when I get rid of all my stuff out of my refrigerator. And then I open it up and it's so funny, the kids say, Mom, where'd the food go? And I'm thinking, I just cleaned out the stuff that you wouldn't eat. So don't ask me where the food went. Anyway, that's for a whole nother episode. It's a lot of fun. So make your cleaning fun and know that it's worthwhile. When it comes to your health, you matter, your family matters. So it's time to take care of you. If you want help or you want different ideas specifically for your family, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I can't wait to hear what you have to say and what I can do to help facilitate your kitchen, not from a catastrophe, but to a beauty. When you eat clean, you get to spring into a better you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous first day of spring. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.